The podcast with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Welcome, welcome. It's Dr. Jim here for another episode of the podcast. And for those of you who have not yet subscribed, please go to the website, click on the link to the right. It says subscribe. And that way you don't come to the website. It just goes straight to you once I record and post a show. Today, let's talk about something the CDC let us all know about called the choking game. This is a game gaining popularity with kids where they tie something around their neck and actually choke themselves to the point where they feel almost, they describe a euphoria that lasts a few seconds. And it's gaining popularity because it appears to be a way, in their minds, to get high without drugs. You know, at first I read this thing and thought, okay, they've got about 80-something cases over how many years. This doesn't really sound like a big, you know, health threat. Not like we're going to save a lot of lives. But then I went on to YouTube and started looking at some videos that kids have made. And most of these videos were not made by adults. And I started realizing, wait a second, this is something that's going on in our children's lives that we're not aware of. But they seem to be very aware of this. Some of the videos talk about friends that have died from the choking game, and then the blog conversation connected to the videos, person after person saying, I've had a family member that died from the choking game. So this is something I think we should talk about. You know, I like medical interventions that are very cheap, that are very effective, and that don't cost a lot. If it has those three things, that is a great treatment. Like aspirin for heart attack. That's really cheap, and it doesn't have much of a downside. It's almost as effective as the medicines we use that cost thousands and thousands of dollars. So I like that treatment. What's that have to do with the choking game? Well, I think that a parental intervention where a parent just walks up to their kid and says, don't choke yourself. You know, it sounds ridiculous to a lot of us, but I think if you're a 12 to 16-year-old, it may not be quite as obvious to you in that age group that choking is dangerous. Kids have a sense of immortality, and so they don't necessarily get that by choking yourself, you may never wake up. And especially if they know friends who've done this before and haven't had any bad problems from it, they're more likely to even say, huh, I know other people are doing it, and I'll just try it. Everybody's talking about that it makes you high without using any drugs. Maybe I'll give it a try. To us parents, it's obvious that that is very dangerous and that you could choke yourself, go unconscious, and never wake up. But not so obvious to your kids. And it's not a conversation that you usually have. So how simple is that? Walk up to your kid, say, hey, have you heard of this choking game thing? And they may or may not have heard of it. You tell them what it is. Don't be afraid you're going to give them ideas because, you know, I'd rather be the one that talks to them about these ideas to control the message, to be able to tell them what I believe is the truth about this rather than hearing about it from a 14-year-old and having the only truth they know about the choking game come from a 14-year-old. Walk up to them, say, do you know what this choking game thing is? Have you heard of it? They call it space monkey. They call it all kinds of other things. But it's basically putting a slip knot around your neck, either from a dog leash or from a belt, and choking yourself. Whether or not they've heard of it, explain what it is and explain how when you choke yourself, you go unconscious and there's no guarantee that you will start breathing again. And the high or euphoria they're creating is actually related to a lack of oxygen in the brain, which is causing brain damage just as bad as any drugs you might consider taking. And just like drugs, there is a significant potential here for serious bodily injury or death. When you do this, there is a significant risk that you won't wake up. In fact, the cases that the CDC is reporting, they say that every death occurred when someone did this alone. Not that I'm recommending kids do this with other people present, because I just don't believe that the average 12 to 16-year-old knows what to do if somebody goes unconscious. Because by the time you call 911 and get an ambulance out there, even in an urban setting or a suburban setting, response times are somewhere between 3 to 12 minutes for a paramedic. That's still too long to go without oxygen, and you'll end up with brain damage. So parents want to know, what signs should I look for to know if my kid's doing this? Well, if you see dog leashes or belts or other rope or cord type things tied to furniture, tied to doorknobs, you might wonder what that's about. Or in the closet, tied to the bar that clothes are hanging from. If you see marks on your kid's neck that looks like there's been something wrapped around the neck, a lot of times this will cause bloodshot eyes. Or if you see your kid going into their room and then they come out with bloodshot eyes, looking a little disoriented and confused, that may be another sign. If you have a kid that's doing this, I think you need to talk to them and see how serious this is for them. Is this something that they can stop doing, or do they feel impulsively or compulsively like they need to do this? If they laugh and say, "This is not a problem, I thought it was fun, but now that you tell me that it's dangerous, I don't want to do it anymore," then I think you're okay. But if you got a kid that you're still seeing the signs that they're doing it, or that they tell you that they don't believe it's that bad, or that it's a lot of fun, then I think you need to get professional help involved. I'll put a few links on the website to some of the videos on YouTube that I thought were interesting, just in case you don't know how to navigate that. But if you do, you just go to YouTube and search The Choking Game, and you'll find a lot of interesting videos there. That's it for this episode. Gotta run. Be sure to come back often at www.jim.md.